South Hall History. South Hall is Cornell's third oldest building, completed in 1873 for $10,000. It was built because the college's male students objected to the lack of boarding facilities on campus. They petitioned the college, and the Gentlemen's Boarding Hall, or the Cornell Boarding Association, was created with 22 dorm rooms, each housing two students. Living conditions were not ideal, and there is at least one recorded instance of students attempting to shoot at rats. Boarding costs were $1.25 per term, or $3 for a full year, comparable to the private housing rates many of the men already paid. However, the Cornell Boarding Association's strict rules made students reluctant to live there, and by 1891, the Board of Trustees decided to convert the building to classroom space. In 1878, Cornell's newly created music department began using the upper floor of the Gentlemen's Boarding Hall, and the building was renamed Conservatory Hall. After the building was remodeled in 1891, the geology department moved to the first floor, and the art department galleries were installed on the third. By 1906, the building became known as South Hall. Geology relocated to the third floor, the music department having moved to Lytle House, while the first floor was shared by the English department and Cornell Academy, a prep school run by the college until 1921. South Hall has, over the years, hosted almost every department. Until 1982, South Hall contained the departments of art, music, geology, biology, chemistry, engineering, archaeology, psychology, history, political science, Greek, English, French, German, education, and secretarial training. Additionally, the Hillside Press, the first operating printing press at Cornell, was housed in the basement beginning in 1968. In 1960, South Hall was renovated with new floors, stairways, furnishings, and a sprinkler system, although this did little to improve the quality of the building. By 1972, the Board of Trustees considered tearing the building down. Faculty and students rallied to save the building with a petition containing 155 signatures, but the plan to destroy the building was abandoned before they submitted the petition. In 1982, South Hall was rededicated after undergoing a series of renovations to make it suitable for the humanities departments. Today, South Hall is home to the English and Politics departments, ensuring the continued use of this historic building.